The Mishnah says, "Agoyim ain't lahem nazirus." Nazirus does not apply to non-Jewish people. Nashim ba'avadim, however, yesh lahem nazirus. They were all Jews. Chomer ba'nashim ba'avadim. Women have a chumra over slaves. Shu kofa es avdo ben achofa es ishto. That the adon can force the eved to violate his nazirus, because it's not right for the from the adon's perspective that the eved should not be eating proper foods. And he won't be as healthy. But ain't no kofas ishto, he can't force his wife to violate the terms of her nazirus. The Mishnah continues, chomer ba'avadim b'banashim, the slaves, there is a chumro more than women. Shu mefer nidre ishto, ve'no mefer nidre avdo, that a husband may be, give hafara to the nidarim that a woman takes, including nazirus. If he hears about it that day, he can be mefer her neder, so that does not apply. Ve'no mefer nidre avdo, however, he cannot do the same for his slave. Mishnah continues, hefer le ishto, if he does, in fact, be made for the neder nazirus for his wife. Hefer olamis, even when there, she's no longer married to him, that nazirus is not chal ever. Hefer la'avdo, if some of the farshim say here, it doesn't mean hefer la'avdo, because the Mishnah just said he can't. But if he forces the nazir, the eved to violate the terms of his nazirus, yotzal acheres, when he finally goes free, mashlim nazirus, so he must complete the terms of his nazirus because he took the neder upon himself, and the baal for it, and the adam forced him to violate. The Rambam effect says, Hefer la'avdo, meaning if he forces the nazir to violate the terms of his nazirus, that in itself is mosihim decheres. Over mekineged panav, what if the eved became he took a neder nazirus upon himself and then ran away from his eved, ran away from his adon, so Rabbi Meir Omer lo yishta, he may not drink wine because he accepted the terms of his nazirus, and only the adon can force him to violate them. Rabbi Yossi Omer yishta, because sof, he is the property of the adon, and the adon wants him to violate the terms of his nazirus because he wants him to be healthy, to complete all of his tasks, and therefore calls him on that he is not freed, he's under the adon's rule, and therefore he can drink wine because he can assume that that's what the adon wants. Mishnah Beis. Nazir shagilach v'noda lo shu'tameh. After he did his tiglacha shol tahara, he learned that he was tame at some point during the 30 days or the times of the term of his nazirus. If it's a tumah that was known to people, a normal standard type of tumah, so sir, then he finds out when that was, and then the nazirus that he counted after that point does not count, and he must count a new set of nazirus because the first one did not qualify. If it is a tumah she'ini yadua l'rabim, tumah at the home, a tumah that nobody knew about, the Mishnah will explain what that is in a moment. Eino so sir, it does not so sir his tumah, his yemei nazirus, considering this is after the fact. Imat shelo gilach. However, if he found out about the tumah before he did his tiglachas, beinkach lo beinkach soser. Even if it's the end of the day, it's right. It's ended at the term of his nazirus before he did his tiglachas. It's soser yirmei his nazirus, even if it is a tumas hatahom. The Gemara points out that this is only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a nazir may not mitame lemesim and drink wine until after his tiglachas. Chachamim, however, assume that after the dam of one of his korbanos was thrown onto the mizbeach, he may be metame lemesim and drink wine, and therefore, if his dam was, if one of the korbanos was already nizrak al mizbeach, even if he has not yet done his tiglachas, that is sufficient that learning about it tumas at home originally will not soser his may nizirus. Case of the Mishnah wants to know, what is the case of tumas at home? So yorad litbul b'ma'ari, went to go into a mikvah from tumas sheretz or something as other is not tumas mace while he was nazir, b'ma'ari in the cave, and nimtza mace safal p'ma'ari, when he comes up, he finds that there is a dead body floating on the water. So tummy, even though it's a subject, whether he contacted that body afterwards, that mace or not, he's tummy because it is a tummy you do, and it's something tummy pershusara hayachid, which is sveiko tummy. The Mishnah here says yarad litbo, because normally a person who goes to do tevila from some type of tummy is pretty careful about what he's looking for. He's trying to be tahar after all, and so he checks before to make sure there's no sources of tumah around. The Mishnah continues, Nimtza mishuka bekarka ma'ara. If after he comes up, they find that there was a mace under the ground of the ma'ara, and he's not sure if he touched him, so then the Mishnah says there's a distinction. Yard lahaker, if he just went to the mikvah in order to cool himself off, he went to the swimming pool, so then he is tahar. If he finds out that this was a tumas, is considered to be tumas atom, if he finds out after his giluach or after his zrikas dam chachamim. However, litar mitumas meis, if in fact he was going into the mikvah as part of his tara from tumas meis, he was a nazir, so nitma bivadai, and then he went to go to the mikvah after his completed days, in order to restart his Yemei Nezirus, and he wants to remove the Tumei Meis, then he is Tamei. Even though it's a Tumas at home, this does not help him. The Mishnah, why? Cheskas Tamei. Tamei v'cheskas Tarei Taris v'raglayim l'davar. The Mishnah says, raglayim l'davar, it makes sense that if a person was Tamei, we will not count this tevilo, which was besavik, to remove that chazaka from him. However, he was tar, he was just going to the mikvah for a swim or for a bath, then he was tar the whole time, and we will not allow this savik to ruin his chazaka, which he was tar originally.